Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer.
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
We are talking boxing with New Zealand cruiserweight David Light. G'day, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, mate. It's been a big few months for you, man. You really come out of COVID. You come out of the corner, mate. You're throwing them left, right, and centre. You've had already had a good win in Florida. You knocked out a guy who was unbeaten in his hometown in the first round, and you're going back there to take on Brandon Glanton. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, man. Back into the lion's den, but it's just how it is. You know, you got to take the fights where you can get them, especially like you say, post COVID. You know, biggest can't be choosers, but. You know, these guys, I think they're overconfident, these Americans, so I'm feeling pretty confident myself.
Yeah, old bulletproof Brandon Glanton, as he calls himself. You could be bulletproof all you like, but when you come to having to defuse a David Light bomb, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm the great white, and, you know, we go hunting worldwide.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Now, you're ranked sixth at the moment in the WBO. He is ranked seventh in the WBO. If you win this, how likely is it that you get a shot at Okolie, the current WBO title holder?
I think it's already been made official, so it's pretty definite. But I don't know where Okolie's been. He hasn't fought in a long time. So I don't know if that's the fight that'll happen, but I'll definitely get that shot at the world title, I think. So it's... Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I was like they say, your shark's got to keep moving, otherwise it dies, right? And if he's not fighting, then he's stagnating.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how much of Brandon Glanton have you watched? I watched the fight that he had maybe a year ago against Apoche, and that went the distance, and he won a split decision. But man, he got rocked right at the end of that. And I saw plenty of weaknesses in his game. He tends to walk forward with his head down a lot. He seems to be open to the uppercut a lot, and he drops that left hand, the left hand a lot as well. There seem to be lots of options for you to cause damage.
Yeah, exactly. I had all the same sentiments towards watching the fight. It was a good fight. They threw, I think, about 50% more punches than the average cruiserweight fight. But, that's you know, pressure fights are what I like. I think he's going to give me a lot of openings that I can take. I think he thinks that I'm just a rangy fighter who just likes to stay on the outside and he can move around the ring and basically do what he wants with. But I can stand there and fight with him, and that's sort of my plan to expose all those holes that you're just talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the inside game is his strength, right? So he'll be looking to get inside. Is it a case of you're actually quite happy if to let him think that and then they actually let him inside and cause damage?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I've been doing a lot of sparring with a lot of guys like Kikatoa, who's just fought Justice Hooney over in Australia. Justice Hooney's, you know, a really big up-and-comer. Kikitoa Lutelli, he really put him to the test. And I've been doing, like, just about 10 weeks of sparring just with him and some other super heavyweights who just stand right in front of me and throw bombs and, you know, just push me around the ring. And, yeah, these guys are like 120, 130 kilos. So I'm kind of used to the pressure. And I don't, you know, that one fight you mentioned, I think that's really Brandon Glanton's only real test. I think pretty much everyone else he's fought has been a bit of a dummy. And, I'm definitely going to be a step above most of his competition.
Actually, I'd be keen to get your take on the Lutelli-Honey fight because I thought Lutelli might have been a little bit unlucky there, and I think it says everything that Honey had to, you know, go and see a doctor, go get treatment because of abdominal injuries post that fight. I mean, he really punished the body of Honey, and Honey struggled to sort of lay any damage on Lutelli.
Yeah. I just couldn't be more proud of Kiki. I think he did an absolute, masterful job. He stood there with him, and he fought him. You know, they were going in with such high expectations, and thinking they were going to knock Kiki out, and Kiki's the one who dropped him, didn't get credit for it. So, you know, if he had got credit for that knockdown, you know, that could have put quite a bit of pressure on Justice to try and get it back, and, you know, who knows what could have happened after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kiki, yeah, in a way he got a little bit robbed because, you know, to be the only man on record to having got an official knockdown on someone like that is, you know, does wonders for your kind of record and your worth as a boxer. So, yeah, it sucks for him there. But, you know, he's he knew what he was in for. He was going into the Lions then too, you know. He was going overseas to the home country, and he did everyone in New Zealand proud.
Now, I know your flatmate reasonably well, Chad Milnes, and he told me that when you went to Florida last time, you know, kind of they were hosting you, but, you know, they're not the best hosts. You don't necessarily get the best accommodation, the best training facilities, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, how have you and your camp sort of looked to improve that this time when you go over there?
Oh, yeah, we got, you know, my promoter's been way more involved in this one, so he's going to be over there with us and, you know, fighting for us on our behalf, so I'm not too worried about that. You know, there's all that peripheral stuff that, you know, could be part of it, but if you're thinking about all that, then you're taking your mind off the ball, and, you know, we got to keep our eye on the job, so that's all we're doing.
Yeah, no fear. I mean, when you get there, I mean, you're leaving, when you fly out tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so what's the plan once you land, and how does that week and the lead up to the fight look?
You know, it's just basically acclimatizing, just getting your sleep right and getting your, you know, I got to make weight still, so I guess still got to drop another 3 kilos, so that's a big part of it. Luckily, it's in Florida, which has got a nice climate for trying to lose weight. So
just walk to the beach and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, last time I didn't even really need to do a water cut. So hopefully it's the same this time.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. I mean, you're going overseas, you're taking these fights, you're ranked sixth in the WBO as a cruiserweight, but you don't hold the New Zealand cruiserweight title. Does that bother you at all? And is that something that you want to sort of fix at some point and maybe set up a fight with Jerome?
Jerome's my teammate, man. You know, I've known him since he started. So, you know, we've really, like, grown up together in our careers. You know, I'm looking for bigger fish to fry, says he. You know, we're looking to get those international belts rather than the local ones. So, yeah, I'm not too bothered about letting that one go.
Yeah, you'll let Jerome keep that one, mate. I don't know. Yeah. He's going all right as well. I mean, the whole Peach gym is going really well as well. Mia's got a big fight coming up shortly as well, and then she's got that TV appearance in the States next year. I mean, things are going strength to strength for Peach Boxing.
Yeah, well, don't jinx it because I got to still do my job. But, yeah, everyone's doing bloody fantastically at him. I just saw the Jerome and the Russian boy Andre do 10 rounds of sparring yesterday, and, you know, I think that's something that we got over other people, is that was like one of the most competitive things that I've ever seen, and it started out as touch sparring, so, you know, we're just supposed to be touch sparring, these guys are like dying and bleeding all over the place at the end of it. So I think it's that competitiveness in our gym that's you know, we're all there for each other, but we're all, you know, looking to be the best and the hardest trainer in the gym, and that pushes us all to excellence.
Yeah, I mean, Isaac's got a great reputation as a trainer. I'm trying to remember who it was that said it to me, but, you know, if you're there's a rule in the Peach Gym that you don't go backwards. I don't know how true that is, but I mean, Isaac as a trainer compared to guys that you've trained with in the past, where does he sit for you?
Oh man, he's right at the top, man. Like, I don't think there's anyone else in the world that you could do it with, because you have to have the guy in your corner really care, like almost care more than you do about how you do and how, you know, about your eating, about your training, about where you are, your fitness, but how, you know, when you need a rest. And so, you know, you could go with someone, you know, really famous, but are they going to care? They're going to care as much as he does about you. And, that he can do that for, you know, five different people at the top level. You know, usually coaches only have enough energy to do it for one or two, but he's doing it for all of us in the gym. And he knows everything about us. He's ringing us every day. He's making sure he's monitoring us all properly. And, you know, just having someone care that much, that's, I think that's the winning formula for us.
Now, yeah, I mentioned it before. You flat with Chad Milnes, who's representing New Zealand at the Comm Games back in 2014 in Glasgow. He's had a very good amateur career. He's now got a gym and as a trainer as well. How much does that help you, having a guy who's not necessarily your trainer but knows boxing so well, you know, as a mate and a flatmate, just for an outside perspective?
Yeah, well, we live with his missus too, so she hates it, but we talk about boxing all the time, you know, just about things that we're realizing just from, you know, looking back over our time in the amateur team together and what I'm learning as a pro, what he's learning as a coach. And, you know, so we're always bringing a different perspective and talking about that kind of stuff. And we'll go on for hours, you know, he'll come into my room and I'm supposed to, you know, be getting good night's sleep. So he'll just come in for a chat at like 10 o'clock at night and then we'll be talking till like midnight. And it's just, yeah, it's a big thing, you know, like talking about the philosophies and all that around boxing. And he's probably, I think he might be actually the most knowledgeable guy in boxing in New Zealand. He's, you know, for a young guy, he just knows every fighter, he watches like every pro boxing event on TV. And yeah, and he just loves it. And, you know, it's a massive advantage for me.
Yeah, that's got to help. Speaking of that, I know that Pro Box have got the fight in the States. How can we watch it here in New Zealand next weekend?
Yeah, I'll have to look up the link. But yeah, it was Pro Box TV. They'll be streaming it. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I haven't really been looking into that stuff, but
oh, we'll have a look.
Something,
mate,
I should definitely find out about.
Yeah, definitely. When you're doing the media, bro. When you're doing the media, it might help.
Hey, yeah.
David, thanks very much for giving us some time, bro. We'll let you go. Enjoy your Friday. Have a safe flight to Florida and best of luck next weekend for the fight, eh?
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Things go well. David Light there with us. WBO 6th-ranked cruiserweight fighter is up against Brandon Glanton, the WBO 7th-ranked fighter, next weekend. A winner of that should get a title shot against Lawrence Okolie, the WBO title holder. We'll see how that one goes.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.